Now the rest of the story. What you're about to hear is neither a soap opera segment nor a chapter from Peyton Place. It's just going to sound that way. Julia Gardner is pretty, early 20s, New York socialite, and she is about to be married, but she must tell nobody outside her own family. In the first place, her fiancé is 30 years older than she. When they started dating about a year ago, this fellow's first wife had been dead only a short while. Some of Julia's society friends called the affair shameful. But Julia, in love, refused to listen. There's another problem. Julia's daddy died only 4 months ago, a tragic accident. The whole family is still in mourning, except for Julia. She's planning her wedding. Should the New York gossips learn of this impropriety, the news would be all over town in 10 minutes. But the embarrassment will be avoided, or at least postponed, for Julia's brother is about to visit the Bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of New York to arrange a secret wedding. The bishop will not deny this favor to the prominent Gardner family, and so the wheel of society intrigue is turning, and at its hub is Julia. With any luck, she'll be on her honeymoon by the time the story hits the street, though the secret of the ceremony itself will be a hard one to keep. Now it's Tuesday, June 25, 10:30 p.m. The groom arrives in New York, checks into Howard's Hotel. To prevent information leaking out, listen to this. The hotel staff is confined to the premises for the entire night. The ceremony is set for 2 o'clock the following afternoon, Church of the Ascension. The wedding party, small, family mostly. Indeed, friends and neighbors of both families had been kept in the dark. They will read about it in the next day's newspapers along with everybody else. By then, of course, and in the wake of wagging tongues, Julia and John will be on their honeymoon. And so it came to pass. Everything on schedule according to plan. Now, this wedding of Julia and John had to be secret for 3 small reasons and 1 big one. I've already told you the small reasons. John was 30 years older than Julia, and this was shocking to the society elite of New York. The relationship had begun only a short while after the death of John's first wife. And that, of course, was unthinkable. And, of course, Julia's father, as I said, had died not long before the wedding, which was another reason to minimize the festivity. The rest of the family was still in mourning, except for Julia. And now the big reason. The one reason you've not heard for keeping things quiet. John had he had this job, and some folks were already accusing him of neglecting his job in favor of romance. And so was reinforced the necessity of a top-secret wedding, a surreptitious nuptial ceremony with only a very few informed and the participants incognito, the marriage of young Julia Gardner and 54-year-old John Tyler. And that would be the ceremony that would transform Julia into the First Lady of our nation. For when John married Julia in June of 1844, he, John Tyler, was President of the United States. And now you know the rest of the story.